Time now for the Five Things Rewind. My name is Drew Doherty with my good pal Nick Scherfield. He writes the five things to watch before every Texans game, and Houston falls to Green Bay in pretty rough fashion. One thing you wanted to check out was how Dwayne Brown fared against Clay Matthews this evening. It was a tough match for Brown, and he said Clay Matthews is the real deal.
Yeah, it was. You know, it was one of the five things I thought to watch heading into this game. You know, fascinating matchup, fantastic matchup between one of the game's best pass rushers, Clay Matthews, and Dwayne Brown, who's emerging as one of the best left tackles in the NFL. And Matthews didn't have a sack against the Texans, but he was all over the place. He was making a lot of plays, wreaking havoc in the backfield in the first half. And, you know, not all those were by Brown. There were some where he was going inside and slipping past the guard in the center. But that's what the Packers do with him. They move him around a lot. Big challenge for Brown, who did not allow any sacks heading into the game. He still hasn't allowed one yet this season. But Matthews and the Packers as a whole were able to generate some pretty good pressure. Three sacks on Matt Schaub today. That equaled the season total through five games that Schaub had, and Schaub had two interceptions as well. So, you know, that's something they probably could have done a little bit better in, but Green Bay has a lot of playmakers, and that's what they did.
Yeah, another thing you wanted to check out was how Tim Dobbins would do in the absence of Brian Cushing.
Yeah, Tim Dobbins, you know, he's going to be in the starting lineup. I don't know if he actually started the game because of the personnel the Texans had on the field. And we didn't really hear his name called with Cushing out, but I think you definitely saw the absence of Cushing having an effect on the defense. It's the first time they've allowed more than 40 points since week three of last season at New Orleans. Only the second time they've done it, period, under Wade Phillips. And Cushing, that force in the middle, you know, the Packers had some pretty good success running up the middle. You know, who's to say that that's all because Cushing wasn't there? But obviously, having your defensive captain not on the field definitely hurt. One thing that was interesting, the Texans did use Whitney Mercilus a decent amount in their nickel packages and dime. They had him on the field lined up, head up on the center, on the inside of the defensive line, the rookie outside linebacker with Connor Barwin and Brooks Rea on the edge. So that's something we may see more of with Cushing out because he was that inside rusher on third downs.
Everyone in the locker room very impressed with Aaron Rodgers. That was one of the things you wanted to watch tonight.
Yeah, it was the Texans defense versus the reigning NFL MVP, and Rodgers put on a show, as Texans coach Gary Kubiak said, and as anyone who's watching the game saw, six touchdown passes, one short, I believe, of tying the NFL record. And, you know, he threw one in every single quarter. He threw three to Jordy Nelson. He was making plays on the move. You know, there was one where he took that shot from Brooks Reed and still completed a 40-yard, or maybe it was a 20-yard touchdown pass, but beautiful throw. A lot of really nice catches by his receivers as well. And even on some when the Texans looked like they were covering him well, they were still making plays. So he's a great player who had a great game. And you know the Texans defense going to be smarting over this one. Their secondary have been playing as well as any secondary in the NFL maybe up until this game. And those six touchdown passes also equaled their season total on what they allowed through five games. So a lot of firsts that were negative for the Texans, but they'll look to correct them next week.
Yes, they will. And one more thing you wanted to check out was what J.J. Watt could do. He fills up the stat sheet again, but you know he was disappointed in the locker room as well.
Yeah, two sacks for J.J. Watt. He now leads the NFL, took back that NFL lead from Clay Matthews, who came into the game with eight, still has eight. You know, I mean, Watt, you know, is just putting up incredible production for anybody, but especially for a 3-4 defensive end. He was playing against his, you know, his native team, the team he grew up rooting for, the Green Bay Packers. He's from Pewaukee, Wisconsin, walked on to the University of Wisconsin. So a lot of people from back home he knew were watching this one, but like the rest of the team, he was very disappointed in the outcome.
Yeah, and one last thing you wanted to check out was Andre Johnson and his quest to break the 10,000-yard mark for a career. He does it tonight. Says it's a nice accomplishment in the aftermath, but very disappointed in what the team did as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he needed 61 yards to get there for his career. He had 75 tonight, so he got that, I believe, it was in the fourth quarter. The game was already out of reach. It might have been the third quarter. He got a nice little cheer from the crowd. You know, they put something up on the video board here at the stadium showing that he did. You know, and obviously it's not that significant because the Texans lost the game in very lopsided fashion, but it is significant in the sense that Johnson, he's the seventh active player to reach 10,000 yards right now. He's the sixth fastest to get there in NFL history behind a very impressive list of guys. So Larry Fitzgerald did it earlier in the day for the Cardinals. Johnson did it later at night. He's the 38th player in NFL history to get there. So congratulations to him. One of the few bright spots, I guess, in a very disappointing game.
All right, that's the Five Things Rewind. He'll have a Five Things to Watch as the Texans take on the Ravens next Sunday at noon.